We are learning Masechta Sukkah of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top, beginning of a line Gufa. Gufa, we learned Amar Rav Ami Bar Tavyemi Sichcha Bebloy Kalim Psula. If someone used something, a piece of clothing for schach, even though that piece of clothing, we'll see, maybe it's not Mekabel Tumah, since it came from a beged, from a piece of clothing that is Mekabel Tumah, therefore it's Midrabanan possible to use for schach. So that's a lach that's possible. My b'loy kalim. What's the example of b'loy kalim? Am abaya matloini yis she'im behem shalosh al shalosh. The loy chazin loy laniim v'loy lashirim. We're talking about a piece of cloth that's not 3x3, and it's not really chazi loy laniim v'loy lashirim. We know that the Gemara says that a piece of cloth that's smaller than 3x3, 3x3, even for poor people has no use. So here, really, this piece of caught up clothing should not be mekabel tumah because it's useless. But since it came from a bigger piece of baguette, a bigger article of clothing, therefore you can't use it for schach. Tanya kavasei the Rav Ami Bar Tavyemi. I'll bring a raya from a brayse. So it says in the brayse, the machzel shel shifa, a mat made out of shifa, it's a type of rubber, v'shel gemi, or also a type of reeds rubber. The halacha is shiareha, what's left over from it, af mishe niftuchu. Even though it got smaller than its shear, it's smaller than the shear that you could use for sleeping. You can't use it for schach. Why? Because since it once was a keli, and when it was mekabel tumah, even though now it got smaller, you cannot use it for schach. Then the brayse ends off with something, a different inyan, which we'll come back to on daf chaf. Machatzelas or chavalaf. Machatzelas akonim gedoylo. If you have a big mat, you can use it for schach. And the reason is because Tanakama holds a stam mat that size made for schach. You don't use it for sleeping. It's too big to sleep. Katana, a small mat, you now use it for schach. Why not? That's made for sleeping. Therefore, it's a keli. And it's a kabel tumah. You can't use it for schach. Rabbi Eliezer and both know. Both the gedoyla and the katana, even the gedoyla also, stoma, it's made for sleeping. And therefore, you cannot use it for schach. But everyone agrees, if you make this mat, l'shem, schach, then avada, it's not mekabel tumah because it's not made for sleeping, you can use it for schach. The machlekes says, what's the stoma? What's the status quo if you don't have any kavana, you don't have any intention? So according to Tanakhama, it depends. The big one is usually slated for schach. The smaller one's for sleeping. Rabbi says, no, both of them are l'shchiva for sleeping and it's mekabel tumah and you can't use it for schach. So the Gemara writes, said in the Mishnah, choytet begadish, you have a big pile of straw, and you carve out a hole inside it, big enough to be a sukkah, it's 10 tefachim high, it's more than 7 tefachim wide, and you have a sukkah. And the Mishnah said it's not kosher. And the reason is, because Tasav Lo Yimnasi, since when I piled this up, I didn't pile it up L'Shem Sukkah, just as a pile. Now, I open up inside, the roof was not made L'Shem Sukkah. It just by taking out just the inside, it became a sukkah, that's why it's possible. So Amar Rav Huna, that's not 100% kosher. There is cases when it could be good. There was never any halal tefach, which means there was never a height of tefach open. When I made this pile, there was never a tefach open with the 7 tefachim wide. But if you have in this pile of straw, a halal tefach, space, height of a tefach, and it's wide 7 tefachim, it's a kosher sukkah. And the Rosh speaks out, talking about you put a l'shem tzel. You put l'shem tzel, a roof that was over a tefach. It was open space of a tefach, wide by 7. So there is a shem oil here. All you need for shem oil, it's not a kosher sukkah, of course, but for shem oil you need a sheer tefach. So now after when I dig it out, it comes out this tasav loim and osu, which means it happened by itself, that's the walls. And the walls, no problem, tasav loim and osu. Since you have here a roof already, it has a shem of a roof, it's called a roof, so then you don't care if it's not 10 tefachim high. Even though it's possible, it's less than 10 tefachim, but now when I opened it up, I was making the walls higher, that's not a problem. And the Rosh also speaks out that even though we said it's kosher now, it's only that space of 7 tefachim wide that was halal tefach will be kosher. But now that you made it wider also, you made it higher and wider, whatever you made wider will not be kosher because there was no roof there before. That was tasav loim v'nasi. So only in the spot where it was a tefach already, and I piled that up, l'shem schach, shem tzel, and it was 7 wide, that could be a kosher sukkah. Taina mahal, you have a right to a braisa that there are cases when you shovel out a room in the straw that it's a kosher sukkah, we'll show you from a brayse the same idea. Tainam ha'achi chayt v'gadosh also sukkah. You dig out the gadosh to make a sukkah, raise the sukkah. Then it's kosher for a sukkah. V'anan t'nan ain't a sukkah. I will learn to the mishnah that's not a sukkah. Elav shma mino k'drav huna shma mino. Because here we have a brayse that says the chayt v'gadosh is a good sukkah. Our mishnah is chayt v'gadosh not a sukkah. It says you shovel out something in a straw is not a sukkah. Teretz is it's a raya to Rav Huna that the answer to the stira has to be Rav Huna's pshat. That the case of our mishnah says it's not kosher is to where there's no chalal tefach. There was never any space of a height of a tefach. Masha inkein, this brayse is talking about the words chalal tefach, therefore it's kosher. Because some don't have a memro. We have it the way we have it is Rav Huna says a halacha, then we bring a raya from a brayse, because if not, there would be a stira. Some just go straight to a stira. That's how they brought down the whole Rav Huna. Ika de Romulei Mirma. Some used to have a kasha. It says that our mishnah tana na choyte be gadosh also a sukkah and a sukkah. Our mishnah says that if you shovel out a hole in the gadosh, it's not a kasha of a sukkah. But Tanya, Brian says a razor sukkah is a kasha of a sukkah, it's a stira. Om Rav Huna loy kasha, kam v'shiyah shom chal tefach, b'meshach shiva, kam v'shin shom chal tefach, b'meshach shiva. On that, Rav Huna answers the stira by saying that the case where it says it's not a sukkah, we never had any room, was piled on top of each other, there was never any space, a height of a tefach. Masha'inkin, if there's a height of a tefach, then it is a good sukkah. So Rav Huna doesn't say his memra independently by itself, he said it to answer the stira, good for the stira. The first lashon had an independent memra, then we brought a raya from the stira. Here, he said it on the stira. Zog to Mishnah Vayta. In halacha, there's something called good asik and good achis. Good asik means, if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim, you look at it, it goes up until the roof, even though it doesn't reach the roof. Once it's 10 tefachim high, you look at it, ki'ilu goes up. It's a lachem ha'shem. It's called good asik. You look at the wall continuing till the roof. And there's another thing, good achis, that if you have some 10 tefachim, maybe it'll go down to the ground also. But we'll see, that's machlekes already. So zok the mishnah, mashal shel defanos v'mayel lamati. You're making a wall, starting from the top to the bottom, you reach already 10 tefachim. So, in Givoyim and Aaret, Shloish Tvachim, if it's still above the ground more than 3 Tvachim, which is not Lavud, Lavud is less than 3 Tvachim, it's more than 3 Tvachim, it's Psula, it's Pasul. Because it's called Gedeim Baikim Bay, since goats could go through it, it's Mevatel the wall, it breaks the wall, it's not considered a good wall. So, it's Pasul. But the opposite, Melmatel Lamaila, if you're starting the wall from the bottom up and you don't reach the roof, in Givoyah Asar Tvachim, once this wall is 10 Tvachim high, I don't care if it doesn't reach the roof. It's kosher because of the idea of good asik. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, he argues on the ratio. The ratio, we said, that it has to be within 3 tefachim on the ground. Yossi argues, Yossi Eimer, Kashem shalamata milmata lamayla sar tefachim, just like we're going up. Once you have 10 tefachim, you're good to go, and it's a good wall. Kach lamayla lamata sar tefachim, the same thing, you're coming from top to bottom. Once you have 10 tefachim, you say good achis, and it closes up our sukkah, and it's kosher, even though Gedim, the goats could go under it. It's above the ground, more than 3 tefachim. Still, it's kosher mechitzas, it's a sar tefachim, we say good achas. So that's the machlokes Rav Yossi and Tanakama. Tanakama says it has to be above the ground less than 3. Rav Yossi says, no, as long as you have a 10 tefachim mechitza, it's good, no problems. So what about Maike Mefagi? Marasova mechitza tuliya mataras. Or Marasova mechitza tuliya ain't mataras. What's the machlekes Rav Yossi Tanakama? The machlekes is the machitza teluya, which means the machitza that's hanging, it's not reaching the ground. Is it matir? Is it a good machitza or not? So Tanakama holds machitza teluya in mataris. And Rav Yossi holds machitza teluya is mataris. Talk to Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, Tan Hasam, this is a Mishnah in Masechtas Erevin. The halacha is that if you have two chatzeres, one belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon, and those days had a courtyard in front of the house, and that was a place where they did the shtamshus. One belonged to Reuven, one belonged to Shimon. The halacha is that you cannot bring things from your house into the other person's chatzah without an eruv. And here, the case was, you couldn't make an eruv from chatzah to chatzah. Why not? Because there's no door. In order to make an eruv from one chatzah to another chatzah, you have the entrance, you have the opening from one to another. If you don't have an entrance from one to another, you cannot make an eruv. That's the halacha. You can't make an eruv. So here there was no chatzah. And therefore, there was no Pesach, and therefore you can't make an Erev one to another. And there was a bar in between the two Chatzeres, and they both used the same bar. And the problem is that you can't take your bucket from your house and take out water from this bar, because part of this bar is the other guy's Chatzer. And the same thing, you can't take water from the bar and bring it into your house, because you now bring some of his Chatzer into your house. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, you have to make a wall in the bar to separate the two sides of the bar, and therefore, when I'm taking water, I'm taking from my side, not from your side. So Tanan Hasam, Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeris. You have a bar, it's a water pit that we get water from between two Chatzeris. Even Malam and Shabbos, you can't take out of it on Shabbos because there was no Erev. Elam Kin also law Mechitza Asara Tfachim. Only if you made it a Mechitza Asara Tfachim, and then you say good Achis, that goes straight down to the floor of the bar. And we're not going to use the word Bein Lamaila. So Elam Kin also law Mechitza Asara Tfachim, Bein Milmata, Bein Mesech Oignoi. You can make this Mechitza Sai all the way down in the water, like touching the water, and that's a 10 Tfachim wall, that's enough. Or even if it's above the water, but as long as it's in the hollow part of the bar, in the Oignoi bar, in the circle of the bar, then it's good. What's the pshat? Because by Mayim, everyone agrees Mechitza Teluya is good. The Rabbanu and Mekel, by Mayim, that they were Kula Shekilu Chamim, by Mayim, to use a Mechitza Teluya, the Kuli Alma. They ever use Mechitza Teluya there, but if it goes above the bar, it doesn't look like it's made for the bar. So there, you can't use Mechitza Teluya, because that's a regular wall. A regular wall cannot be used as Mechitza Teluya, cannot be used to separate two places. Only if it's made specially for the water does it work. So therefore, if it's inside the water, you're showing it's made special for the water. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, this Bein Milmata Bein Milmaila is not so pashut. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Milmaila. Beis Shammai says that it's enough if you put it in the bar of the Mechitza, but it can even be above the water. And we still don't know Milmata has to be next to the water. So the way we have the gears, it sounds like Beis Shammai is more makel than Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it could be even Milmaila, Beis Hillel says it has to be down in the water. So Tosfos actually says that in the other Chalas farm, the gears is opposite. Beis Shammai says Milmata, and Beis Hillel says Milmaila. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo yitei Mechitza gedolei lemnei koisel shebineihem. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a koisel between the two chatzeres, I can use that koisel. It's going over the bar, and it's a Mechitza Teluya. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mechitza Teluya works in every oifen, not dafka for Mayim. Mechitza Teluya, hanging Mechitza works. And that's what Rabbi Bachana says. I'm Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yechram. Rabbi Yehuda v'shitas Rabbi Yesi Amra. Rabbi Yehuda is the same shita as Rabbi Yesi. The Mechitza Teluya ma'ataras. The Mechitza Teluya is ma'ataras. So it comes that we have a Rabbi Yesi by Sukkah, the Mechitza Teluya works, and Rabbi Yehuda by Shabbos, the Mechitza Teluya works.